Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. First and foremost, wish all of you a very blessed Saturday. While everything goes pretty well in the cricketing world, it was great excitement in the Rising Stars competition at Oman. And let me start off by saying this is an ICC-organized tournament and they should start looking at this very seriously because these are the up-and-coming stars. And sadly, without the DRS system, there was too much of controversy. Sri Lanka were very, very unlucky not to qualify for the finals because the Bangladeshi umpire made a mistake that even a schoolboy umpire would not have made. First, let's look at the details, right? I mean, Pakistan, with such a strong batting lineup, having so many all-rounders who can fit in to their national side, were restricted to 153 for 9 wickets. Mara Sadiq, 23. Gamsi Gowri, the wicketkeeper, 39 not out. And Saad Masood, our star of the day, 22. And also, there's Ahmad Dayal, who is a wonderful all-rounder. I mean, he made 22 in 8 deliveries. So you can just imagine what a strong batting lineup this Pakistan A team has. Fantastic. But they were restricted thanks to Madhushan, who took for 429. And also Trevin Matthews, 3 for 22. So it was an excellent bowling and catching effort, including ground fielding effort by the Sri Lankans. And Sri Lanka needed 154 for victory. They were sailing along beautifully. They were 2 wickets for 74 runs in 7.3 overs, mind you. And ultimately, 148 for 9, losing the final spot by 5 runs, thanks to a stupid decision by the Bangladeshi head umpire standing on field, who made an ash of things. Crossbillay made 27. Hambal Gamua, 29, and Milan Ratnakar is now ready for international cricket. 40 runs in 32 balls, 5 boundaries and 1 6. And Sufyan Makhim, he is another player who bowls left arm wrist spin for Pakistan, who should be in the national side, 3 for 12, and Saad Masood, the leg spinner as well, 3 for 18. There's one thing that I'd like to make note of. The Sri Lankan batters, not only in the national side, but also in the A side, seem to be struggling to play against quality leg spin. Now, this is something I think the batting coaches will have to address. But I'll come to the main problem. Well, Sri Lanka needed 8 runs off the last over, and they were looking very comfortable in getting it because Milan Ratnakar was on strike, and the ball was drifting down the leg side. The Pakistanis appealed because they have a right to appeal. And this umpire from Bangladesh raised his finger and gave Milan Ratnakar out, thereby denying Sri Lanka of a certain victory. And Pakistan now reached the finals alongside Bangladesh, winning by 5 runs. These areas have to be addressed by the ICC. ICC tournament, a DRS system should have been in place. And let's face it, the umpiring standards in this particular game, including the third umpire, I'm sorry, not in the game, but also in the entire tournament, was far below par. And I sincerely hope that the Bangladesh umpire will realize the massive mistake he has made. I'm not trying to state here that he was biased, that he wanted Pakistan to enter the finals alongside his team, Bangladesh, tomorrow. I'm not trying to state that, but absolute inefficiency. And I'm sorry, as a senior journalist and a podcast specialist, I've never seen such an appalling decision where the Sri Lankan batter in Milan Ratnakar had no choice but to accept the umpire's decision because he couldn't go upstairs for a DRS. Right then, the other semi-final was between India and Bangladesh. What a game it was. Bangladesh made 194 runs for the loss of 6 wickets, and they thumped 60 runs in 2 overs. That's the 18th and the 19th over to get to that massive target. And India also made 194 for 6. So it was all even, Stevens. Then we had the super over. And mind you, in the super over, I don't know what brain set got into India. They didn't send their premier batsman, the 14-year-old, to bat and get the runs for them, they sent two different openers and they lost both wickets in two balls. Can you just imagine? So all that Bangladesh needed was just to get one run. Suryavanshi is the batsman that they should have sent, the 14-year-old superstar. I mean, he's fantastic, isn't it? Why did the Indians send two senior batters who bat in the middle order? And both batters were out because it was exquisite bowling by the Bangladeshi seamers. Right, so Bangladesh entered the semi-final, the finals alongside Pakistan, which will be played tomorrow, Sri Lanka time, I think around 8 o'clock. But all in all, I think Sri Lanka deserved to be in the finals. No doubt, Bangladesh played very good cricket. They deserve to be in the finals. But there again, a few foolish moves by the Indian think tank cost them their final spot. Let's go down to Perth, beautiful Perth. I've always enjoyed watching cricket in Perth. And there, England were bowled out for 172. And we all thought that England just cannot face sheer pace from Australia. But mind you, Australia at stumps, 123 for 9. The close of play on the first day's play in the first Ashes test in Down Under. So there will be a definite result in this test match. We'll keep our eyes focused. Meantime, Bangladesh is ruling over the Irish. They made 476 in their first innings, bowled the Irish out for 265, and in their second innings, they are 156 runs for the loss of one wicket. I hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning as much as Lakit and I did enjoy bringing it to you. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, have a wonderful day as I do a very mini script on what happened Sri Lanka versus Pakistan in the up and coming Rising Stars competition that's now being played in Oman. And don't forget, keep yourselves free today because Sri Lanka will play against Pakistan in the national competition, the T20. And I can assure you that Pakistan will come out as firm favorites. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye for now.